Greetings, good gamers, to yet another episode of the Daily Days Podcast, that nostalgic trip back to everything vintage and retro, wistful and collectible. I'm Mr. Picario, your stalwart host in everything old, here today to discuss that famed ape of Nintendo yore, Donkey Kong, but more specifically, Donkey Kong 94, that oft-overlooked would-be Game Boy classic. Why hasn't Nintendo deemed this game worthy of a remake in the same vein of the recently released Mario vs. Donkey Kong? Well, that's a good question. Back in 2004, Nintendo released Mario vs. Donkey Kong, a puzzle platformer that saw the plumber return to his historic roots. Somewhat. No longer munching mushrooms or kicking Koopas, Mario was back to hurdling girders and dodging barrels while Donkey Kong, the hero's original nemesis, loomed overhead. And now, as of 2024, the Big N has gone back to that semi-classic, remaking it for modern audiences on the Nintendo Switch. Why is the company dredging up such an obscure title from the Game Boy Advance days, especially one of such old-school stylings? The reason probably rests on the ape. Although strange now, back in the latter 1980s, Nintendo had all but abandoned Mario's hairy co-star. While DK was stuck in the past flinging barrels, Mario had transcended that single-screen prison for scrolling seemingly endless worlds of adventure. In Super Mario Bros., Mario found a new rival in Bowser, a new sweetheart in Princess Peach, a new purpose in the Mushroom Kingdom. Mario had found relevance and, in a sense, immortality. So, the ape languished, remembered only for the arcade dwellers of the early 1980s and those who'd been early adopters of Nintendo's famed Nintendo Entertainment System. Until 1994, that is, the release of Rare's Donkey Kong Country spun the ape in an entirely new direction, resurrecting Dad while callously removing poor Donkey Kong Jr. from existence. But that's another story. Ever since those Donkey Kong Country games, Donkey Kong has flitted in and out of the public consciousness, the zeitgeist, the mainstream, or whatever one would equate with the overlapping culture of modern gaming. In short, it's been a while since the ape starred in his own original game. Donkey Kong Tropical Freeze, his last title of note, first released back in 2014. It was a modest success, but had no Mario. And that's the trick, isn't it? The plumber is the key, isn't he? The Super Mario Bros. Movie was clearly intent on resurrecting the two mascots' rivalry. Nintendo not only wants Donkey Kong to regain his former prominence, it wants him to be heroic, not a villain like Bowser, but still an obstacle, a counterpoint to the beleaguered but can-do Mario. It's as if Nintendo, and really Shigeru Miyamoto, sees Mario as incomplete without the big ape stirring up trouble somewhere. They're a pair, with DK the Daffy to Mario's Bugs Bunny, or the Vegeta to Mario's Goku, or something like that. They need each other, a love-hate relationship that's nevertheless symbiotic. All this explains the re-emergence of Mario vs. Donkey Kong, a fun little game that, if nothing else, helps reinforce the two's age-old hot-and-cold feud. Indeed, the story sees the primate running off with a sack of mini Mario toys. If DK really hated the plumber, it's doubtful he'd be stealing toys built in the man's likeness. Could there be a deeper psychological component explaining this ape's Mario fixation? Of course, Donkey Kong's resurgence to relevancy begs other questions. Why doesn't Nintendo remake the original Game Boy's Donkey Kong 94, a title more directly modeled after the original arcade classic? It certainly better depicts the Mario/DK rivalry than the sillier Mario vs. Donkey Kong, and thanks to its now dated aesthetics and squashed presentation, it's much more deserving of a modern redo than the GBA semi-sequel. And yet, the Big N is happy to pretend this one doesn't exist, even excluding it from the Nintendo Switch online service. Is the reason due to Junior, who also features prominently throughout the title? Or Pauline, or that the game doesn't fit neatly within the Mario mythos and timeline as redefined by the Super Mario movie? Who knows? And moreover, how does this affect Mario's other rival, Wario, who's become more and more sidelined over the years? Can Mario compete with DK on one side, Wario on the other, with Bowser standing tall in the middle? One wonders what plans Nintendo has for the greedy, garlic-loving anti-mascot beyond just stuffing him in countless WarioWare games. Is he destined to be overshadowed by DK completely? But speculation aside, please Nintendo, just remake Donkey Kong 94 already. And when you do, doubly please don't replace Junior with Diddy. If you're going to honor the past, honor all of it. And that's that. Thanks for listening, everyone. For more news and commentary and retrospectives on a litany of vintage, niche, and obscure things, please head over to my website, lostnostalgia.com. It's jam-packed full of content that I'm always adding to. Again, that's lostnostalgia.com. Until next time, then, this is Mr. Picario, signing off for now.